Welcome to the Virginia Athletics Podcast. It's Thursday afternoon, and little more than 48 hours, UVA opens the football season against the University of Richmond at Scott Stadium. I'm your host, Jeff White from VirginiaSports.com, and my guest today will be in the middle of the action Saturday night, and that's tight end Evan Butts. Evan, thanks for swinging by JPJ. This will be your final college opener and your final college season. How much is that in the back of your mind?
You know, definitely. First off, thanks for having me on here. But, you know, I've definitely thought about it just in terms of preparation, you know, how I go about. This is my final go-around, so yeah. Final camp, you know, final first week leading up to the first game in Scott Stadium, final first game in Scott Stadium. So, you know, this is a big deal, and I definitely, you know, had that thought in the back of my mind. But at the same time, you know, I don't want to weigh or get that, you know, too much,
yeah.
You know, it's, I don't want to have that as a distraction. So I definitely have thought about it and, you know, given it my all, I believe. So, you know, I'm excited.
So you walked the lawn in May after earning your bachelor's degree in psychology. What is your academic status and situation this semester this year?
I'm currently in the grad program. I'm on track to get my master's in the spring in higher education. I took classes this summer. I'm taking this fall. So I'm on track with that, and yeah, it's going well.
Have you given much thought, if any, to what you would like to do whenever your football career ends?
I definitely have. You know, athletics within higher education is definitely something I'm interested in. You know, I thought about business, maybe possibly real estate. Mm-hmm. So it's really all over the place. So I'm just really taking it one day at a time, but I have thought of that.
The first press conferences of the season were held Monday, and as you might have expected, there were a lot of questions about the 2016 game with Richmond. That was also Bronco Mendenhall's debut as Virginia's coach, and it did not go well for the home team. Jordan Ellis was one of the players who was there to talk with the media, and he said emphatically that the program now is light years ahead of where it was 2 years ago. You agree with that?
Absolutely. And, you know, we haven't brought that that game up in 2016 up at all as a team. You know, obviously I was a part of that team.
Right.
I was there, but you know, we're a completely different team. And so is Richmond. They're a great, you know, great squad, and they're going to, you know, come out firing, and you know, we're not going to take them lightly. Not that we did last time either. You know, they were a good team. You know, we're not focused on 2 years ago. We're a completely different team. And we're just trying to get better each and every week.
Do you have a better sense, really, because you've been with this team and this system for 2 years, of kind of what you guys will look like in this game than maybe you did in that one?
Yeah, I mean, definitely more comfortable with schemes and systems, being the third year with this coaching staff. But, you know, yeah, I'm excited for this year. We return a lot on defense, as you know, and then on offense, yeah. We have guys like O and Bryce Perkins, transfer QB. He's had an amazing short stint here already. So I'm excited for possibilities there. And Jordan Ellis, workhorse, you know, he's the man. So I'm excited for what the offense can do as well.
Your parents are Temple alumni. Mm-hmm. You grew up in Springfield, PA, which is a suburb of Philadelphia. How'd you end up in Charlottesville at the University of Virginia?
Yeah, so you know, I was recruited by Temple, great coaches, you know, but I feel like I wanted to kind of branch out and, you know, get out of my comfort zone and try something else. You know, I was very familiar with the city of Philadelphia. You know, I wasn't really recruited by Penn State at all. Virginia recruited me, and at first there was some interest, but they sort of gave me the challenge, like, hey, you know, we like you, but your weight's an issue, you know, a little light. Like 225 maybe. So, and I accepted it as a challenge. I came back to camp. That was probably in the winter. I think I came back to camp in the summer, gained like 10, 15 pounds and did really well at the camp, and they offered at the camp. So that's sort of, and you know, when I visited a few times, but just love the place, love the people here, love Charlottesville. The school is an amazing school, so much history, both football and academically. So can't go wrong.
Were you aware of the program's tradition of tight ends and Heath Miller and Jake McGee and many others over the years?
Absolutely. You know, those guys, you know, John Phillips as well, Tom Santee. So
right.
Those guys are unreal, you know, unreal talent. So if whatever I can do to contribute to that and add on to that, that, you know, that's an honor and a privilege. So hopefully I'm doing it. You know, it's a big year upcoming, but I'm excited.
So you attended Episcopal Academy. You played a number of sports there when you were young, right? I know you focused on football at the end, but I think you told me once in an interview, baseball, basketball, lacrosse at one point, mm-hmm. water polo.
Yep.
Is that right?
I played. So Episcopal had this weird little policy, not weird, actually, pretty cool policy, that you have to play a sport each semester.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I was already playing for a football. I was already playing football for another team, and the league rules for middle school for that league where you couldn't play for two teams. So, and I've never played soccer a day in my life, and I wasn't about to do that. So I figured, hey, no, swimming is good exercise, probably helped me out. So tried water polo, and I was actually apparently I was pretty good at that. So I think they were trying to recruit me for the high school team, but I wasn't gonna trade in the shoulder pads for a speedo.
I've been trying to research Episcopal a little bit. It's a co-ed school, but the athletic teams are the Churchmen.
Yep,
that's our even man. The girls' teams.
Church women, yep.
The Churchwomen.
Churchwomen and Churchmen, yeah.
What is the mascot, if there is one,
it's our,
like in the stands? So what does a Churchman look like, or a woman?
It's our founder, Bishop William White. He founded Episcopal, and he's our... I know our senior year we had one of our students just dress up as him, as like the old 1700s clergyman,
right?
Kind of leading the charge. So that's our mascot. But yeah, you know, it's definitely a unique mascot. But you know, at great time there, that without, you know, Episcopal, I wouldn't end up in this situation. So
are there other student athletes from Episcopal here at UVA, or are there other people, other student athletes you played against in the Interact League?
I'm not sure. There might be one or two. I think there might be a swimmer. Maybe a
I think they're we have lacrosse guys from Haverford.
Yeah.
I don't know if you played against them.
So EA is Episcopal is a great lacrosse school as well. But the Interact Haverford school, Malvern, they produce a lot of talent in football, basketball, lacrosse. So I know there were a few guys, Matt Galambos, so I went up against him a bunch. He went to Pitt,
mm-hmm.
So I played against him. Mike McGlinchey, big tackle from
right,
Notre
yeah.
Dame, yeah. So I went up against him. Darryl Worley on that same team. So I went up they both went to Penn Charter, another where Matt Ryan went to school. So the Interact has a strong history of producing, you know, great talent, not just football, but a lot of different sports as well. So
I know you're a big Eagles fan. Where did you watch the Super Bowl last season? What was that experience like? And did you roll up for the victory parade?
No, I didn't go to the parade. I was busy. I was here working with school and football. But yeah, you know, I watched the game at in my apartment just by myself with my girlfriend, but you know, just watched it in the comfort of my home, and it was exciting. It was a cool experience. So it was exciting.
There is a sizable UVA contingent in the Eagles organization with Chris Long, Rodney McLeod, Leroy Reynolds on the roster,
mm-hmm.
Mike Groh, who played here and coached here as the offensive coordinator, and Ian Yates Cunningham, who played here, is in the Eagles front office. You met any of those guys? Have you met Chris when he's been back?
Just briefly, you know, he's been back a bunch, but you know, I see him around McHugh a lot. He's working out, getting ready for his season. So just, you know, brief hello. But, you know, yeah, it's a lot of UVA guys over there, and that's, you know, another cool thing, sort of like growing up in that area, rooting for them, you know. So it's just cool how the connection is there. So
this will be you redshirted your first year here. This will be your fourth season of playing. In 2016, when you were a redshirt sophomore, you caught only 7 passes the whole season. Last season, you had 6 catches in 1 game and 32 for the season. Kurt Benkert was the quarterback both years. What was the difference between 16 and 17?
I think it was just having that off season to really work with Kurt, and you know, another year under my belt with the what we're trying to do as an offense. You know, I was just coming off of a labrum surgery,
yeah,
so I missed spring ball. So obviously that kind of hurt a little bit. But you know. Yeah, I really made it a point that off season to get with Kurt and the rest of the guys, and just try and get better. You know, just better myself as a player. And it turned out that, you know, I had a few more opportunities, maybe a few more balls thrown my way, and just trying to make the most of it. So.
You've had about 8 months now or 9 months to work with Bryce Perkins since he got here in January. From what I've seen in practice, you are one of his favorite targets. How is your chemistry with him, and how has that evolved?
You know, right when Bryce got here, you know, we went, as a whole offensive group, we went to work, which was really – I was really impressed to see that. You know, there was nothing really timid or shy about him. He wanted to get better as a team. He wanted to be a leader right away, and he was. So, you know, during the winter, you know, just like player – not practices, but, you know, just routes – getting those down, chemistry, different looks. Like, you know, if I see linebacker, safety do this, I'm going to do that. So we're just on the same page, and we just kind of build off it from there. Spring ball, going against, you know, those live reps, actually, you know, really help. And then fall camp as well, we just keep building off that. And, but yeah, I've been really impressed with Bryce and what he's been able to do in just a short time here.
What do you think his mobility will do for the offense? Because he's one of the fastest guys on the team, if not the fastest.
Definitely, you know, defenses definitely have to be aware and probably have to, you know, account for him running the ball and taking off. And, you know, if they do, that probably opens up, you know, Jordan run the ball or him dumping it off to somebody else. So it does, I believe, help us offensively in creating more opportunities for not only himself but other players as well.
Right now, there are 2 healthy tight ends on the roster, you and Tanner Callie. What are the position meetings like? Do you still have separate meetings with Coach and I, or are you in with receivers or linemen?
So it's Tanner and I, and there are a few slot receivers who are also – kind of within that tight end inside receiver position.
Joe like Reed. Hassis?
Hassis is in the outside. But
okay.
Just the way we have our – everyone's kind of – I'm an outside receiver, like, you know. So, but, you know, it's Joe Reed. It's TK, Tavares Kelly, Chuck Davis. So it's all of us in that meeting room. And, we, you know, I kind of like having the slot receivers with the tight ends because we learn – I feel like I've been able to pick up things that maybe I wouldn't get if it was strictly tight end, you know, how to run certain routes. And maybe I'm not running that route, but to understand what a teammate of mine is doing on the same play that I'm in, that helps me. So, and obviously there's the blocking is what we go over all
right.
That, and that I feel like helps them as well, so.
You're living with 2 of your teammates again, Joe Spaziani and Ben Hogg. There was a video out the other day, which people may have seen, that Coach Mendenhall put them on scholarship again. You know how hard those guys work. What's it like as their friend and roommate and teammate to see them kind of rewarded that way?
Man, I can't think of 2 more deserving people, 2 more hardworking people. I'm just so happy for them. Like I said, they deserve it. They work their butts off for that chance and that opportunity, and I'm just so happy for them, and they'll both contribute this year a lot. I'm excited for what they'll do.
So in interviews you've done with me, and I've seen it with other people too, you have commented how much you like to eat in Charlottesville, and you like the food here.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're a foodie, if you would describe yourself that, but do you cook as well, and where do you like to eat here?
I cook a little bit. You know, recently I like to go to JPJ to eat, just, you know, save a little money, and it's good food. But
what's your go-to place here?
Go-to place here depends on what I'm eating. Italian, I like Vivace a lot. If I want sort of a burrito in Mexican, I go to Zazu's.
Okay, right next door. There, yep. It's all there.
It's all right there. Breakfast, there's a few good breakfast places. Bluegrass,
yep,
really good.
Faye, what about back in Philly, when you're downtown or in the city, favorite cheesesteak?
Del Sandro's.
Yeah?
Yeah. Pat's and Gino's are like, that's what people think, but if you're, you know, those are kind of the... Those
are
kind of good.
They're touristy.
Touristy. Those are good, but...
People who follow UVA closely are familiar with the Thursday Hero program that Coach Mendenhall brought here from BYU. Each week, the team honors someone who's dealing with some kind of medical adversity. You've been very active in that. People may have seen the video from a year ago when you dressed up as Captain America for that. Mm-hmm. Are you a Captain America fan, or did that just fall on you by chance? And what's it like being able to participate so actively in that?
No, I love doing that. Even when I'm not Captain America, I just love cheering on the our guests and just seeing their faces and their families' faces when we bring out the gifts and, you know, cheer them on. It really makes my day, makes my week. But yeah, the whole Captain America thing sort of kind of came up by chance. I didn't really asked to be in that position, but I'm, you know, obviously glad I am. Glad I was thought that I'd make a good Captain America. And yeah, I love.
Who came up with the costume for that? Did someone provide that, or did you go get that?
They gave it to me. I think it was Jerry Capone came up to me.
So. He's responsible. Yeah. Well, listen, I know you're busy being in grad school. You got a big game coming up. Thank you very much for coming over and for your patience for we got started a little bit later than we planned.
No problem.
Okay, that'll do it for this week. Thanks to everybody who followed all this excitement on Facebook Live, and thanks to Kevin Thurman for setting that up. Check out at UVA Football on Twitter and Instagram for the latest on Coach Mendenhall's program, and visit virginiasports.com for news, schedules, videos, and information on all 27 of our teams. I'll be back next week with another podcast. Until then, thanks for listening, and go Hoos!